Prime Minister Ehud Olmert toured frontline areas with senior defense officials and held consultations with officers in the Northern Command, who are directing Israel's ground campaign in Lebanon. Israeli Defense Minister Amir Peretz said Monday that Israel will expand its ground offensive soon if diplomatic efforts to end the conflict fail to make progress. Peretz says he has already given an order to the army to be ready for a major war if negotiations to end the current fighting fail. Israeli newspapers say military planners have asked Mr. Olmert for permission to expand their targets in Lebanon and examine whether to have Israeli troops push north to the Litani River, about 20 kilometers inside Lebanon. Israel has about 10,000 ground troops deployed in the fight against the militant group Hezbollah in Lebanon, but they have so far not been able to significantly deter Hezbollah rocket launches, which have increased in recent days. President Bush says the U.S. and its allies will work in the U.N. Security Council to quickly approve a draft resolution calling for a cessation of hostilities in Lebanon. The draft allows Israel to respond if attacked by Hezbollah militants and to keep its forces inside Lebanon until a possible deployment of international peacekeepers. Israeli Foreign Ministry spokesman Yigal Palmor says Israel believes only international peacekeepers can end the crisis.
Well, Lebanon cannot control Hezbollah because it is, well, central government is too weak. This is why it needs to be assisted by the international community, not only in words and Security Council resolutions, but also in fact with deeds on the ground. And that means an international military force that will deploy wherever is needed in the south or along the Lebanon-Syria border, and that will assist the Lebanese army and the Lebanese police in enforcing law and order.
Lebanese leaders have so far said the UN plan is unacceptable because it allows Israel to keep its forces inside their country until the peacekeepers arrive. Lebanese leaders have asked that the UN demand that Israeli forces leave Lebanon immediately once a ceasefire takes effect. Jim Teeple, VOA News, Jerusalem.